on complaining. First, a word on what is a complaint. A complaint is a negative expression about how you feel, what's happening, or your circumstances or responsibilities. Complaints can be big. I'm in pain from breaking my arm, to small. I'm hungry. Complaints can be explicit, or they can be whiny noises, a tone, a slammed door, general peevishness, sighs, grunts, refusing to look people in the eye, exerting more control than normal of your facial expressions to avoid affect, disengagement from a situation or the people you're with. Despite what you might think, we're wired to pick up on all of these cues. And with all of these cues, you are communicating your unhappiness. Know that complaining is more often than not nonverbal. You can signal your displeasure to those around you in many ways, and all of those purposeful signals of your negative emotional state, those are complaints. Don't lie to yourself about that. So when thinking about when to complain and what complaining is used for, be genuine. Be honest. Know yourself and don't give yourself an out for behaviors just because they are not explicit. Anyone who is reasonably socially astute or who knows your body language and demeanor will be able to tell when you are behaving peevishly. So there's no sense trying to skirt the issue just because you think you've kept something to yourself. Here's the thing about complaining. With a few exceptions that we'll discuss, most complaints are about problems that can't be solved by the person you are complaining to. They're generally petty, and they almost always make you kind of look bad. But there are times when complaining is not only okay, but when it's really useful, when it binds people together, and when it is socially necessary. Knowing the difference will help you navigate when to share your negative emotions in ways that are productive and which cement positive emotional relationships while avoiding the pitfalls of being ostracized as a complainer or having your emotions taken less seriously. Like all communications, complaining has its time and its place. Know how to complain well and you will be better received and taken more seriously. You have to start by knowing, first, that all complaints have one of several distinct purposes, some of which are valid and socially useful. More often than not, however, the reasons we complain are selfish and socially damaging. Let's use an example of complaining about being hungry. For most of us in the first world, being hungry is a minor discomfort. We are rarely, if ever, in a position where our hunger is dangerous or prolonged. Most of us are only a few hours away from our last or next meal, so this is rarely a serious concern. Yet this, like most personal physical complaints, is a complaint of a mild personal discomfort, a discomfort that has nothing to do with other people. Complaining about mild personal discomforts is usually a way to extend our discomfort to other people, to make other people contend with our minor misfortunes so that they too are less comfortable. This is a pointless kind of a complaint, and voicing these complaints will make you seem tedious and selfish. It takes very little time or repetition before complaints of this type will make people see you as less resilient and less pleasurable to spend time with. Complaints which cannot be solved or salved by other people's action or empathy are not useful and will quickly wear out your welcome with others. You may also choose to complain in order to draw someone into our emotional foxhole because they too are experiencing the same moment and we want to connect with them. While this can serve to establish or strengthen a bond by acknowledging the difficulties of a shared trial or tribulation, if that connection is maintained primarily through the negativity of experience, that connection will inevitably be tainted and even defined by that negativity. If, instead, the negative experience and the bond that is formed by complaining is enhanced by a greater sense of triumph over circumstance, that bond will be vastly healthier and therefore more powerful. Acknowledge the difficulties you have faced with someone honestly and sincerely, but spend the bulk of your time finding the triumphs and humor in overcoming adversity. We may also complain as a demonstration of vulnerability. Be careful with this one. While some amount of vulnerability is necessary to show trust and build closeness by allowing people to see you when you are more exposed, being vulnerable as a display or show is off-putting and generally kind of gross. It's also important to be vulnerable only around issues or topics that warrant the gravity of the response or reaction you're seeking. Finally, you have to be careful to be vulnerable only around people that you genuinely trust. Avoid faux vulnerability. Be genuine always. And don't use your vulnerability as a club to manipulate others into contending with your emotional state. Most complaining is a kind of mental noise, a sort of emotional vomitus that spews forward from lips with little thought and no purpose. Most complaining is offensive to the listener, tedious, petty, and exhausting. Endlessly complaining about the bland trials and banal tribulations of your day or responsibilities or worse, your privileges, will only serve to push people away. Although there's a certain amount of drama that people generally enjoy interacting with, people will quickly become disgusted and overloaded, and your social stock will not only decrease, but your emotions will become less socially potent, and the responses that you get will be increasingly negative. Remember not to build bonds based primarily or mostly on negativity. Finally, avoid pity and sympathy and seek empathy. It's okay to need and to be hurt. It's okay to seek help, emotional, practical, and otherwise. But reject any feeling you may have for pity and sympathy. No one can simultaneously pity and respect you. Seek instead to act in ways that find commonality and connection. A few additional notes. There are some things you should never complain about. Never complain if someone does something nice for you, but that thing doesn't meet your approval. If someone cooks you dinner or tries to help you, even if they fail miserably, recognize the effort of their intentions as more important than the minor annoyance or discomfort you may endure. Find only compliments when you are being treated with kindness. Never complain about work you are not willing to do yourself. Never complain about a problem you can solve but choose to allow to endure. Never complain about a friend to their friend. Never complain about a loved one to their parent. Never complain about money to anyone who has less than you. Never complain about your privileges. Never complain because someone has weighed you down with the burden of their trust or friendship, unless you plan to lose it.